make the mics live for a second, and then we're going to start the song. I'm going to check the image one last time.
You're playing Privileged Boy?
No, we're not going to play Privileged Boy. I like Privileged Boy, but no, I'm going to start broadcast, so we're live right now. Joseph.
Boss.
Joseph, why are you on your cell phone? Why do you have... Oh, you're looking at me. Okay.
Trying to get the...
Why do you have a tennis ball? Like,
I always have a tennis ball, man. You have to.
It's if for
you,
stress.
Yeah, you can bounce it, you can squeeze it,
if
you can throw it.
If you were a dog, what breed would you be?
What dog would I be?
What dog would you be?
See, yeah. What dog would I be? I'd be a boxer, man.
Boxer, I could see that.
Yeah,
I'd probably be a Cocker Spaniel.
Nice.
Because they have long, curly, blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That they do.
Mm-hmm.
What would I be, guys?
Oh, man. You're like a...
Like a really fat chihuahua?
I was about to say something...
Something fat.
You're like a Frenchie.
You're like a fat
Frenchie.
Breed?
You're like a French bulldog.
What? You know?
Or like a pug or something.
No, I wasn't going to say fat. I was going to say...
Sturdy.
Sturdy.
Chesapeake water dog.
All right, everyone.
There you go.
We have Chessie.
That's a good one.
We have to start
State dog of Maryland.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. We have to start the Papa's Basement show. I just wanted to give that little intro.
Okay.
I don't even know if I'll trim that, actually, from the podcast that goes out. If you listen only to the podcast, the YouTube episodes have these weird little intros that we do before the music starts.
Yeah.
Music is going to start right now. Kill the mics.
We're better than you.
We're better than you.
We're better than you.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. No need for head bopping. Not even a head bang. Just a little head bop. Isn't it cute when a girl hears something rocking? She's like, oh, look at me.
Just.
I head bop.
Are my jibbies going up and down? Because we live in a world where women call their boobs jibbies. I don't know.
Jibbies.
Isn't that Will? Isn't that like his band or something?
This is Will's band. Yeah, my brother Will. This is his band and why I use it, because I know sure as hell it's royalty free.
Yay.
But it sounds like real. Well, it is real music. I mean,
I'm into it.
Same way this is a real broadcast. Just because something has no audience doesn't mean it's less professional.
Live from nowhere.
Yeah exactly.
Dozens of people listening. Dozens.
Dozens. On the order of dozens.
Yeah, it's pretty much just a speech from Gladiator. Like, I fight for no one, I have no why. We record for no one, broadcast to nobody. Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
That you are, though. That you are. It's a damn fine show we do here for nobody. Everybody, it is Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. Thank you. This is all the applause we get on this show for no one. Yeah, I'm joined today by some of my favorite guests. We have a person I've known my entire life. Really was birthed, and then I saw your face, and then I was born. Eva Crichton over here. What's up?
Hello.
Eva's classically trained actress. And
I am.
She's got so much talent that she brings to this show.
I really do.
And we're thankful for it. And then we got Joe Gagliardi. I once saw him eat a steak out of a trash can.
So on the other hand.
Joe Gagliardi.
Every yin needs its yang, you know? The dark needs the light.
Joe's a comedy buddy for
Gagliardi.
Gagliardi.
That's a great last name. That makes me really happy.
So, oh, and by the way, let's try to keep this one clean, because I have not given the station an episode in like 6 weeks.
Okay.
And eventually they're going to be like, hey, look, you signed on for a weekly show. We've been rerunning you. Like, your last episode is like, guys, I have some sad news. Chester Bennington has apparently killed himself.
JFK's been shot, you don't say. Here on Papa's Basement number 2.
We have not we've apprehended Lee Harvey Oswald, who is still alive. Who is still alive, because this is the day of JFK's murder.
We've landed on the moon.
Okay. The greatest hits of the history puff over here.
Classic. On the 50th anniversary of Apollo. What do you think? I mean, they were coming home right now 50
like
years
the theater?
Ago. No, like the like what's that theater named after? The moon landing?
The Greek god of satellites.
The Greek god of rockets.
Yeah. So we've been comedy buddies for like a year, J.O. buds for like a month.
Yeah.
And
a while. Soggy,
you guys were
soggy biscuits. Yeah.
You guys were sellies.
Yeah.
At Fairfax.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a thing now. J-O buds.
I thought you said jail buds.
No. J-O buds. No, I'm not an enunciator. I'm not classically trained like you.
The same end result, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah.
Same, yeah.
Jail buds blossom into J-O buds. Okay. We cut the jail out. No, a J-O bud, according to the internet. That's I think dudes that find mutual, I don't know if you have to be in the same room together, but just guys that find mutual material to masturbate to.
So right off the bat, we're abandoning that we're going to try to keep this one clean.
Well, no. There's no F-bombs
Nice.
Or S-bombs.
Oh,
or
nice. No F-bombs.
Yeah,
he means about just
J-O. I just
need plausible deniability. Like, yeah. I can't say I'm going to fist your C into next Tuesday or something.
No, right. Well, that's true.
But I can't. Not outside the bedroom.
Not outside.
Not yet, anyway.
You tease. Yeah.
Do you talk to all the girls with those honey lips?
And we're off and running.
Yeah. So
J-O buds.
J-O buds. I don't know, if you guys are like watching porn together and then doing the autofocus, as Jeff Garland put it, having an autofocus party where you're both just whacking it to the same crap. But I think it's more like, hey, man, like, here's my like a picture of my wife's tease. Like, you want to whack it to it and then just like tell me what you thought about whacking off to it. It's that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Where it's like, well, I like the first part. You know, it's like, here's a tiramisu with a dead kitten. I don't know which comedian I stole that line from, but it's stolen. It's a reference to something very delicious next to something disgusting. I think Patton Oswalt came up with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like
yin and yang. You're seeing right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Steak trash.
Yeah. Trash, yeah.
Classically trained, golden got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's J.O. Buds.
That's J.O. Buds.
Stink
yeah.
trash.
I have not, I just for the record, I've not ever sent you a compromising picture of my wife. That would be.
You have not, no. Yeah, nor have I asked. I've
I didn't,
somehow.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. No.
Some people might, though. You never know.
Some people might, but I didn't think so.
No, in these past 18 months of therapy that has blossomed to multiple therapists,
I love that you see like five therapists at once.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You just got to specialize. You know? Yeah.
Freaking Sidney Lumet would be like, you know what? You're a little excessive with this. I'm just going to say,
I might be a Jewish
boy from the Bronx, but frankly, this is fairy's behavior, okay?
It's just
the Bronx, honey. Even the therapists have therapists.
Oh, really, Sid? I'd like you to say that to my face and I'll stomp you with my pink Doc Martens.
Stomp
a mud hole in your butt.
Didn't you branch out because one therapist said something about pursuing your dreams is foolish or something, or like it doesn't work out?
It is.
There's some kind of...
Oh, no. God, I forgot who gave me that pep talk. But no, all therapists are really big on you pursuing your dreams.
Yeah.
Because all that's going to happen is you'll fail and then be right back
and then
therapy.
Have to go back to a therapist.
Yeah. Like, perpetuating the cycle.
Yeah. Like just you walk in and be like, it was between you and the blade. You know?
But you're really happy when it happens, you know, like you're happy as your life sort of falls apart because, you know, you're in therapy.
You learn to look glasses half full.
Yeah. I swear every therapist I've ever had has secretly wanted me to relapse. So I have to like up my therapy to like four times a week.
Of course. Like my therapist that I've had for 18 months, I think on one level.
You're going to say 18 years.
No. That would be mother.
That would be mother. Codependent.
I'm just a beautiful 18-year-old, 18 years handsome twink. That's who I am. Just young and spry. Ass like a lily pad. Just.
I feel like that would be a bad therapist. You're like 18 years and I'm still not.
Yeah.
I like how you focused on that and not the horrific analogy of ass like a lily pad, whatever that means.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure what that meant. That's sort of why I skipped
smooth
over.
Smooth and a frog jumps on it, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah.
Venus flytrap would have made more sense.
I don't know that. I feel like lily pads is kind of the exact opposite.
Yeah, that's just
means flat.
It's big, like soaking in stagnant water.
And green and moldy.
Yeah.
Huge stem coming out of it.
Yeah. Ooh.
You want an ass like two scoops of butter pecan.
There you go.
Exactly. Covered in nuts.
Now, is it pecan or pecan?
I say pecan.
I say pecan, yeah.
I say pecan, too. Yeah. Like pecan. Picard.
Yeah. But if you say pecan, do you then open a con of soup?
No.
No.
So, see, that's why the English language is tough.
It is.
It is.
The more you know.
Yeah. Well, when I was doing my ESL classes as a child, because we all know I only spoke Greek until I was 16.
ESL. Is that where the light flashes on the bus?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I only spoke Greek. Elenica.
Anytime I got on the bus, an ESL sign would flash for extra stocky load.
Enhanced special load.
It would make a second pair of shock absorbers kick in. So we were talking about your comedy name, Joey. This guy was friending everyone, Eva, over the weekend.
Briefly.
Under the name of Joey Gags.
That was my nickname in high school, unfortunately.
Joey Gags,
yeah.
To which we reply, not since boarding school.
Yeah. I went to an all-boys Catholic high school as well, so, you know, you do math.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah,
so, speaking
Joey
of Sellies.
Gags.
Speaking of Sellies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to punch Gags. Up. We have a really talented mutual friend, Michael Johnson. Michael's been on this pod as well. He actually had his finale performance with Sean Westfall over the weekend. They did two shows at Sean's Theater, the Unified Scene. Sean's been here a bunch. I don't know if we've mentioned this on air, like in depth, but Sean is the theater's closing end of the month.
Yeah.
So
yes.
They're getting in their final run.
I'm sorry about that. That's
bummed.
That really sucks.
Sucks, yeah.
Yeah.
Place is awesome.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
It does, but this doesn't suck. This is great. So Saturday at 1:30, I get just this text unbidden. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. Who's Joey Gags? I said, Joe Gagliardi. He says, I know. Said we did a pod with him recently. Like, cause I'm like, is he just not remembering this guy? I mean, he literally, like a Wolverine, just ate a side of beef out of a dumpster in front of us. That's just his shtick.
Did you really do that?
No. I mean, not in front of him.
Okay. It's
not as far as he knows.
Yeah. It's just his bit he does, like, in a group of people, so he's remembered. Like, he's
you're not going to forget a guy you see eating a steak out of the trash.
That's true.
That's good marketing.
Like, that's true.
Like, we have to talk him out of it when
we're in
respectable company.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I don't know, man. I'm getting itchy in the suit. Is there like a Chipotle burrito I could smear on my face? I'm like, no, just sit. People like you for you, Joseph.
Little guac. Yeah. Little guac. You little guac in there.
It makes me think of that Simpsons episode where Homer has like the sandwich in bed. He keeps eating the sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Until he's poisoned.
Yeah, until he gets poisoned.
And he cannot go to Duff Gardens.
Yeah, he can't.
You really know your Simpsons, man. That was a nice pull.
We both do.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Random reference. Love it.
Yeah. We're both on the spectrum. We're on the Simpsons spectrum.
Nice.
Real good.
I like it, but I mean, I don't know if I'm that big of a...
Yeah,
well,
I
think the
it's
more,
actually sort of sad.
The more effed up part is I've not seen that episode in 20 years. If it's been a day. Like,
you know, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons briefly growing up because it was like I think a lot of I've met a lot of people from the early 90s that
because
grew up in the
early
90s.
Your dad couldn't be sure they weren't black.
No, because it was that Homer was like they made the American dad to be like a buffoon.
Oh, I literally
and my dad, like a lot of dads, really was.
Oh,
like
I got the same
that.
Speech. I couldn't do Married with Children. I couldn't do Simpsons.
Yeah, Married with Children. Right,
and it was the
one.
Only thing I stood up for on myself. Like my dad could threaten whatever else. The instant he walked out of the room, I was like, I'm gonna see what's going on in that goddamn shoe store.
Yeah, I feel like your dad would let you like watch porn or something.
Oh, porn
would have
been fine.
Yeah.
Porn would have legit been fine. Like Benny Hill was on. Like with bare jugs and stuff, he was like, "Yeah, let the boy learn to be a man."
Yeah,
exactly. No, I think we don't grasp that this day and age. Like my dad was born in 1934. There legit was a thought process where it was like, "Hey, if you don't show your son like what it is to be a man, like Team Fairy could come and snatch him away."
Yeah.
And then when are you gonna get your grandkids? I mean, joke's on him. The economy's died, so he'll never get grandkids. Period.
Yeah, that was a real thing.
It absolutely.
They didn't like the buffoon father figure.
No, I mean, I don't know that my dad was, I mean, he was not, that wasn't him. It's just he, you know, he's old school Italian American. I mean, there's a respect.
Okay.
Like the father's supposed to be the revered, patriarch of the family. And it's like, you know, Sunday dinner father.
This is starting to get sinister.
A
revered Italian
revered
patriarch
Italian
of a family.
Patriarch.
What is this?
Never go against the family.
Yeah. I've read this on the back of a VHS.
You finish
before,
your vegetables. Or else.
You don't watch The Simpsons.
You sleep with the broccoli. I woke up and there's a giant head of cabbage in my bed.
Oh.
That's if you're Irish.
Oh.
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 Cabbage and potatoes.
Yeah.
Like just Mikey real fast says, I said, we did a pod with him recently. And then I'm like, or are you talking like spiritually? Who is he? Which draws a laugh. He says he should just do what black comics do and go by Joey the Comedian. he'll be working the same gigs. And then he says, terrible. Joey Gags is a one-trip ticket to working Best Westerns up and down the East Coast for life. I got to slap him the next time I see him. Then he pauses 5 seconds. I'm going to just text Joe now.
And so do we want to read the text messages from Michael?
Yeah, just give us real fast, Joey the Laugh Master.
They were much different.
Joey the Comedian.
Interesting how he changes his tune.
How about Joey the Funny Guy? You really are a funny guy.
Michael Johnson. Here we go. Dude, Michael Johnson to me. Dude, I'm only telling you this because I love you and I believe in you. Do not pigeon yourself into Joey Gags.
That's how bad the name is. It's already a character.
Joey Gags is a permanent trip to road comic death. And then I said, oh, no, it's just a placeholder. Don't worry about it. And he goes, oh, okay, just making sure you've got too much to offer. You're really funny, and I wish I was you.
Oh, did he? Did he say
that? He said that last part. Yeah, he said he wishes he was me. I don't know.
Oh, well, probably. Yeah.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I want that constitution. It's literally you and Wolverines that can eat out of trash cans like that.
Then he sends me a three-paragraph text that says, your full name is perfect. Maybe Giuliani. Don't overthink this stuff too much. Tim Miller from D.C. recently just released his comedy Half Hour. He went by Tim DeMoe for like 2 years before he came to his senses. Another comic changed his name. What about your name is good. I wouldn't change it. Unless so I don't know. Well, wow. Gagliardi to me sounds like off-brand ravioli, man. And people are always like,
No, I think it's great.
Gagliardi. It's not that friggin' hard. And yet people are like,
Gagliardi.
I'm not even gonna, you know what they always say? They go, they probably do this with yours, John. Papa Giorgio. They always go, I'm not even going to try.
Oh, people say that to me all the time.
Do they really?
Yours is harder.
How do you spell it? Yeah.
It's KRIKSCIUN.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you wouldn't get that.
No, I wouldn't get that either. You're right.
But it's
yours,
easy.
Yours you would get first blush, man. Gagliardi. You would literally
think.
Even my own name, I'll see other Greeks with the IOU ending, and I'm like, how do you pronounce that? And I literally have to think to my own name and be like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, mine's Criction. It's Criction. Just Friction with a K.
Criction.
I mean, but it's spelled odd.
K, spelled again? K.
KRIKSCIUN.
CIUN. Criction. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty.
But people
pretty
go,
much
go, not even a try.
I'm not even going to try.
What a
it.
Name. What is that? Oh. Like, it's Lithuanian. Where's that?
That's why you just, hey, Bubbles McGiggles, get over here. And you just mince over here.
I have it. The problem is I have it on both sides. I have my first name and my last name are both often mispronounced and butchered in this country. Because my first name is Natale, Natale, which in this country, of course, is one letter away from Natalie.
Yeah.
So that's why I go by Joe.
Is that your middle name?
Joseph is my middle name. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You're Natalie, so legit.
Natalie Joseph Gagliardi.
Even my dad, who came over in like 2017. Like, he didn't, you know, he came over late. Even he was like, just call him John. His name's going to be hard enough of Vasilios Papa Giorgio.
What was your name? Like Johnnyopolis or something? Like,
no, it's just John. It's legally John. Like, you know how you know how the Asians are smart? The middle name is like Wong or Wing or whatever, and the last name is Chang, but the first name is Brian.
Look at
There's Todd, you know, Todd Hung. But your dad, no.
Well, I'm the third. I'm the third.
Swinging salami.
Third generation?
I'm the third. Natalie Joseph Gagliardi the third, so I'm named after, right.
You should just go by Trey, then.
Trey. just go by Thrice.
Yeah. I knew a Trace, because he was the third.
Really?
Yeah.
I would do that. Trace. I would Trice. Or
Trey. And I know a Trey that's the third?
Yeah, I'm down, man.
That can be your stage name. Trey! That wouldn't put you on the black circuit at all.
So I'm trying.
Put it together for Trey!
I got to figure out some kind. So originally I was going to be Joey G Comedy, but that kind of sounds like
G Comedy.
That's like almost as bad as Joey Gags. Like, it's
just look at it this way:
Joe Gagliardi Comedy.
Are the pages
like
Bill Burr Comedy, David Tell Comedy? No, you just know their goddamn name. Is it Cal Ripken Baseball? Is that the page? No,
actually,
it's just Cal Ripken.
Actually, I think it is. But okay. That's okay. Cal Ripken
may
be a bad example.
Old as dirt.
Yeah,
he doesn't know.
Wait. You say what you want to about me and my family, but I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let you talk shit about Cal Ripken, you son of a bitch.
I love Cal Ripken, but Cal Ripken doesn't need to exist in a world with Insta and Twitter. Like, that's how you can tell that.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm saying he's pure class. He's above it.
He is above
it. That's how you can tell he's better than us. Like, Like, Cal Ripken can still, to this day, just walk into downtown Baltimore and be like, hey, I'm going to bang your wife. And the husband's reply would be like, oh, sure, Mr. Ripken, can I hold the camera? That's it.
Is that your criteria for fame and fortune, if you can walk in somewhere and just cuckold a bunch of people's wives?
Yes. Pretty much,
you're
yeah.
You're like, I've made it.
Yeah, that's the title
Thanks,
of my
universe.
Book, The Cuck Factor.
The Cuck Factor.
Yeah,
nice.
Do you have it?
Do you have
it? That's the subtitle.
To cuckold.
Yeah.
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 To cuck or not to cuck.
Beta bitch, beta bitch.
Yeah. Like nice. Pacino, he's still got cuck factor.
Like 100%.
Like if Michael Corleone walked in a room and was, I'm not going to do the impression, but was like, I'm going to bang your girl.
She had a great ass.
Yeah. I would be like, go for it. And he would bring her back. And I'd be like, joke's on you. I don't even know her. I'm not married. You committed rape, pal.
Look at you.
It'd be hilarious.
Look at you.
But only in that context.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know how, like, you know how you can like swat someone? Mm-hmm. You know how you like swat all the swats?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
The SWAT factor. Do you got it? That would be my second book.
Yeah.
Like, could you call a SWAT team on someone and have them murdered by the SWAT team? Eva's looking at me right now.
I'm so confused. Is this a porn thing?
No,
swatting?
No, no.
Swatting.
Oh, you don't know what that is?
Okay.
No, I know what a SWAT team is.
No, swatting is a thing that, I don't know how exactly that it started, but like, I know the most famous case of swatting was a
Alexander Graham Bell
was a YouTube
the phone guy.
A YouTube
he invented
gamer.
The phone to do this.
That's why he was pissed at his neighbors and he was like, I'm gonna shut these people down. Back before they had SWAT teams, but that's cool. You know, no bigs.
They just came in a silent carriage.
It was some like English constable kicking in the door like, man, there's a crime. Wait, why am I like a 1930s gangster for English constable?
Yeah. There's a crime.
There's a gun in here somewhere. We're going to find it.
It was Miss it yourself.
It was
Murdered.
Miss Peachtree. It was a candlestick in a library.
In a library.
But
you make a call
basically
on someone you want murdered, and you're like, I would say, oh my God, on Pennypacker Lane, there's Tom Crichton. He's holding his children hostage, his wife hostage. He has a gun. If he comes to the door, just shoot him.
And they send
like
a SWAT team to your...
Yeah. And then Tom opens the door, and he's like, oh, baby! And then they just light him up because they got a call that he was about to kill you all.
So you can do that. You can call a SWAT team?
No,
that's
extremely... It's a felony.
It's frowned upon.
It's a felony.
It's frowned upon.
It's a felony.
Yeah.
Okay,
but there was a YouTube game, like a YouTube streamer who was an online gamer.
Yeah,
and he famously swatted some other YouTube gamer.
I thought they
like
were just
streamer.
Two Call of Duty guys.
No,
were they streamers.
It might have been called. Yeah, maybe
two,
it's Call of Duty.
Yeah,
guys, but
it was
whatever.
Like
somebody
one autistic.
Did the young man die?
Yeah.
No. I don't think he died. No, he didn't.
No,
die.
No, one
I don't
guy
think.
Got killed recently.
Well, somebody did get killed as a result of swatting. That's true because the guy came. The guy was like holding a wine bottle or something, and they were like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah.
He was like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? He didn't know what was going on. I'm pretty sure he got shot
that's
or something.
That's scary.
That happened. That's terrible. It's ridiculous. But I'm saying that's like...
Me, my mind goes, I thought it was like a porn term that I didn't know.
Yeah. Swatting? It probably is somewhere.
Where you like, you know, you sit on your hand for 15 minutes till it goes numb and then you jack off.
That's
it.
The Stranger.
I thought that's The Stranger.
That's The Stranger.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's a book by Camus, you peasant.
You're a terrible Urban Dictionary. God, don't you know your terms?
It's Malcolm Gladwell.
Swatting would be like, I don't know what swatting would be. Be like, pretend there's a fly in your penis. I don't know.
Joey Gags, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you SWAT? You SWAT flies? You know, you SWAT flies? You have a SWAT team? I don't know. Did the best I could, man.
You can see him at the House of Laughs, LAFFS, in Lanham, Maryland, this Saturday.
Go to his
Joey
website,
Gags.
Dadjokes.com. Oh.
On the bill with three different people going by X the Comedian and one Entertainer.
Angry White Man Comedy, which I think is actually a thing. I should probably not plug other people's shit.
Yeah, that's literally our subgenre.
Yeah.
Angry White Man Comedy.
Did we ever figure out what kind of dog Papa Giorgio is? We were talking before the show about what kind of dog Papa Giorgio would be, and I don't think we ever landed on something.
Which is the dog that's too lazy to hump and just like has taught itself to masturbate? That one. Golden Retriever, right?
Golden Retriever. No, you wouldn't be a golden.
A chocolate lab?
You definitely wouldn't be a golden.
You'd be
something like dumb with curly hair.
No, you'd be like that dog on Family Guy that follows around.
Brian?
No, not Brian.
Brian?
Get your fat ass back.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Herbert's dog.
Herbert's dog.
Herbert? Oh, does Herbert have
dragging his legs around?
Dragging his legs because he's really old.
Yeah. Is the dog a pedophile too? Is that? Or is it just
it has to be.
Like,
yes.
He has to be trying to bang puppies.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Yeah. That's just the thing we do now. We say Yas Queen. Yeah. That's how I knew I was old. The entire Yas Queen thing has come and gone without me really knowing what it was. Broad City, I think.
But I started it when I saw it on Broad City.
That's it. That's all it's from, but yeah.
I've been saying it for years. Yas.
Yes. Broad City has been entirely under my radar. Like, it just blows my mind that with the... what are these 25 top tier networks crapping out content really every weekend for you that you would even think to look at Comedy Central at this point? Like, you got Netflix, you got HBO, you got Hulu, Prime you got Video. Amazon Prime. I mean, seriously. Like, someone's like, I'm watching Comedy Central. Like, what island are you stuck on? I mean, I don't get it.
You never watch cable?
I really, you never watch cable?
Shut up, you're always watching cable?
I don't know. Like, I don't sit down and watch cable. Like, occasionally, I might use the password to stream something, but I really don't. Like, my brother will still do 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
And she was great. I got into it because of you, too.
Yeah, it's really good. I didn't do this season. I might go back and, like, binge watch it. Like,
I can't stop watching, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm enthralled.
I might do that while I'm an old dog with my pervert owner. And that's it. I mean, I don't get it. Like, this is content at this point. It's been whittled down to, like not exaggerating, what, 20 minutes per 30 minutes? Because I have to sell so much ad space to stay on. It's really a glorified YouTube short is what you're watching.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. I'm watching. Oh, that's the pervert dog. That's a picture of the pervert dog. Does have a big schnoz and
Jesse,
mottled is that his skin. Name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
Get your own fat ass back in.
That's my favorite. Telling Chrissy is a classic. Badass. Yeah.
There's a lollipop in my pocket. Just gotta reach way down in there.
Yeah, I've moved on really, and I'm not saying this to be proud because it's like saying like, oh, I don't look at like Reddit porn. I look at camgirl porn. It's all the same filth. But outside of football, I don't think I do network. Period. Like I exist outside of TVs. Except for football. Like, everything else is just through a Roku or whatever the hell.
That's what we did.
Fair.
I have Verizon Fios fiber optic internet, and I just have...
What, you and the family?
Yeah. I have Hulu. We have Hulu, Netflix. We get Prime Video because we have Prime.
Mm-hmm.
I pay $15 a month to have HBO Now, so I have all the HBO stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, so it ends up being, like, still cheaper than cable, and I rarely have to watch commercials. Which I hate.
Well, you watch everything that's relevant to cultural discussion. Game of Thrones. No one, like, I'm sorry, like, the last Broad City, it was a hashtag for 15 goddamn minutes, but it didn't stop traffic.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. There's nothing on, like, so there was this show recently that I saw. I was watching the NBA Finals, because sports, right? I mean, I like to watch sports. That's the only reason I have Hulu, is because live sports. And I'm watching the NBA Finals, and they have this commercial on ABC for this show called Holy Moly, which is a Steph Curry, who, if you don't know, is a famous basketball player. And he started this show, like some sort of extreme miniature golf show. I was like, oh my God, I love miniature golf. That sounds so fun. Let me tune in.
Oh no, dude, it's horrible.
Is it horrible?
It's like, not Rob Riggle. I forget the commentators, one of these comedians. He used to be a Marine.
That's literally only Rob Riggle.
That's
Rob Riggle. No, I don't think it was. I can't remember the guy's name, but
not many.
It was the guy.
Them,
you know what it was? It was the guy in The Hangover that got tased, and he was like in the face. It was that.
That's Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle? Oh yeah, okay, right, Rob Riggle. All right, make it. So it was Rob. Jesus. Who's the other guy I'm thinking of?
Really anyway. Funny. He played Mork. No, not Robin.
Not
Williams.
Robin Williams. So it's just him, like being a funny commentator for like a bizarrely long time. Like commentators don't talk for like the first seven minutes of the show is like this guy being like rah, 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 funny old show.
Dude, I don't know what so I think stupid. It was NBC, but I was with my roommate.
What?
Okay, sorry, I said with my roommate. You were supposed to interject. You mean your mother? But
you
okay.
mean your mother?
Hey, thank you. Ah, on the spot.
I didn't. I thought you meant. Allison.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I have lived like a normal person before.
You have.
I didn't introduce that with the other night, so I really, that's on me. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We're going to cut that out in post. You know me. We're going to edit in the laughs and edit out all the dead spots.
Yay.
Because I'm all such a vain bitch.
You are a bitch.
So there was some show on NBC, and it was just Jane Lynch like hosting like what had you... You know, put tape at the sides of her eyelids. I would have been like, what is this Japanese game show? You know, like it was just... It was such it's so garbage.
They brought back the summer content. Was like yes. The summer games. They just brought back Press Your
summer,
Luck.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's a summer game thing. And I think there's Will was saying there's another version on ABC with Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, Elizabeth. Yeah.
I mean, at least like she's got some sex appeal. I'd bang Jane Lynch in a second, but more for the story than the raw desire. Oh,
Jane Lynch?
Why not? Why not? When I was a kid, I was like, oh, yeah, bang Ozzy. You know, you still got a story. Have you ever heard War Pigs? You know, like this is a genius. I wouldn't like it at all. It wouldn't be a sex thing. As my mom says about rape, when she's like, I'm going to park near the entrance, and my caring son responds is, no, I would rape you. And she always says, rape is about control, not passion. And so I scream, no one wants to control you.
John Papagiorgio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh.
No, it's the network content. It's like movies. I mean, did they really just re-release The Lion King and it's exactly the same except it's actual animals?
I mean, what kills me? No,
are you goddamn kidding me?
Everyone calls it the live-action Lion King.
No,
it's CGI. Freaking eye!
It's not live-action, idiots.
Live-action T-1000 Terminator Liquid Metal.
What do you think? They're like, hey, orangutan, look over here.
Exactly.
Hit your marks.
Now, if
no more seaweed breaks.
If they made it with vegetarian orangutan, I like it.
Yeah. Oh God. Nonsense.
Japanese orangutan, just all about seaweed and bukkake.
I need a five. I need a five. New fiver. I can't. Tired of lifting this little baby lion over my head.
Forgiveness, please.
On the side of this cliff.
I need a break.
And if I see one piece of roast
scar?
Beef,
yeah, no, that's needing
the,
a break.
That's the Japanese orangutan. Oh.
Good God, the live action Lion King. Are you people freaking serious?
It's not. Yeah, it's idiots. So. Stupid.
No, just there's no originality, man. There's no every movie that comes out, it's like some remake of some crap.
Well, I think Cats looks. I mean, I'm not going to see it until it's released. I'm not going to go to the movie theater.
I'll tell you what.
I'm gonna
get some stills of Taylor Swift and do a little rum tum.
You are a big Cat fan.
Is Taylor Swift in that?
Yeah, yes,
because she's
Jennifer
a big
Hudson.
Is it just
Idris Elba's
another
in it.
Another film. So this will be the second film adaptation, right, of the Broadway smash hit.
Is it? Okay.
Right? Dame Judi Dench is in it.
She's just unforgettable.
A delight.
God, I just love the Dame. The Dame. Do you know Dame is...
Rebel Wilson's in it. It's had a pretty good cast.
You know my favorite part about the Cats preview? Because first of all, huge backlash online. Everyone losing their mind like it's the weirdest thing on earth.
I think it looks strange.
It looks stranger
than the original? Like what
I don't know. I'm not a big Andrew Lloyd Webber fan, except for Evita. Yeah, probably his opus in my mind.
No, oh no, sweetie, that was Madonna.
Oh,
get
on. Yeah.
That was J-Lo, love. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Get woke.
Get woke.
Oh
she's
my
like
God.
So pretty.
Grab
a
variety,
stupid.
Love. In the industry.
That's
literally
stupid.
Eva's just in her head, like he called me pretty. Like, it doesn't matter how backhanded it got after that. Eva's still just like he noticed my love.
No, I'm just mad that. Never mind.
It's okay. What are you mad about?
You're making fun of musicals, and I don't like it. You're getting things wrong, and I want to point
them
out.
That's the whole joy of it. But go for it.
But I'm not going to.
No, I'm trying to be an idiot.
I know.
You make it even more idiot on me.
Not a very far trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't know the plot. I got to be honest with you. The first Cats. Cats has always looked weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't think they look like cats. I think they look like people.
Dressed as cats. Yeah.
Sort of like.
I know two things about cats.
If you
gave
an Ewok steroids. Yeah.
Like kind of what you. If they gave it the leg splints that they give to midgets.
Yeah.
And then the midget's 5'11". And you're like. I know.
You are
not dropping the M-bomb. Yeah. The two things I know about cats. One, they come through the audience to terrorize children, right? And
yes.
Two.
Is that true?
They do that in The Lion King, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Yeah. They'll walk through the audience.
They walk
I will
through
punch
the audience
somebody right in the mouth. You better tell me. I'm a veteran, bro.
There's some audience interaction.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Better warn me first.
That'd be so hilarious if it was just a bus full of vets and they all have flashbacks.
I'm just saying. You come tap me on the shoulder. Man, that's a real thing. Man, you When I first got back from the war and got out, dude, I mean, I couldn't go to the movies. I was like, I would have to sit all the way in the back. I was like all sweaty, like all these people. It's dark in here. I don't know.
Sorry,
I'm
laughing at that.
No, no, it's fine. You got to laugh at it. But like, if I'm in a show and somebody came up behind me and I turned around as a person dressed like a cat, getting punched 100 times out of 100. That's just too startling, man. I'll sort that one out.
Italian veteran.
You know, like, what the hell?
Savagely beats Broadway star.
I mean, I don't know about savagely. I mean, give him a pop. Give him a little pop.
They had to put Italian in there, though.
Of course.
I mean,
Italian veteran Savage.
Oh, God. I throw some kibble on him. Enjoy the meal.
Just a picture of you, like, staring blankly after the beating was administered.
Like Muhammad Ali standing over, what's his name, Buster Douglas or whatever, when he knocked him down, just like.
Muhammad Ali and Buster Douglas. Yeah. These guys like 50 years apart.
I don't remember who the hell he was.
Sonny Liston,
I meant Sonny.
Buster
Douglas. It's like not even the same era.
I mean, okay, you're right.
I was thinking Buster Keaton.
Not the guy who played Batman.
No. Muhammad Ali beat up Buster Keaton.
Remember when Muhammad Ali knocked out Ronda Rousey? Remember that? Oh my God.
I'm sure Muhammad Ali has stared blankly at Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas. Sonny Liston.
Not in the ring.
Good times. I don't remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about cats.
The unoriginal.
So,
the unoriginal.
The two things. One, they come through the audience. And two, it was like a ritual for Long Island Trash to bring their dates or whatever into the city and be like,
Come on, honey, we're going to see Cats.
We're so classy this weekend, exactly. We got tickets.
It's the new Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Do more. You're the only person here who can do accents. Do it!
Well, I had a roommate, Danielle Marie Fusco from Lynbrook, Long Island.
Oh, Polak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice Polish girl. Danielle, and her mother was Antoinette Fusco.
Jesus Christ.
Antoinette.
All right.
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, they were from Lynbrook, Long Island.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Suffolk County.
Suffolk County, bitches.
You're from Nassau.
I'm from Nassau. Like Billy Joel.
Did you like steam the couches after she brought her crabs to them or no?
Long Island. Classic.
Gross. I wouldn't trust anything she sat on.
She was gorgeous.
Oh, was she?
Drop dead. A dancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's drop dead gorgeous.
Topless and full nude.
Full nude.
Oh, God.
Duh. Full nude. I mean, obviously.
A private dancer.
Dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer. Dancer for money. Many your music will do.
That's a classic. Is that from Cats? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I haven't actually seen it. Yeah.
Do you want to see me shimmy again?
The levels.
You don't like my Tina Turner.
The levels.
I'm gonna be pulling Ike Turner and come over there and beat you.
So they're remaking Cats. I don't know if you guys heard. They're remaking
it's
Top Gun.
Like it's Dancer for Hire.
It's Top Gun 2.
Yeah, Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Is what it's called.
And speaking as the resident veteran in the room,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm not a veteran. Oh, that's true. We didn't talk about that.
I'm not.
Oh, I assume because you said thank you for your service that you weren't.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
not.
Okay, cool.
Right. Taking shots to the face doesn't mean you serve.
As you nervously were like...
Touche.
But like, when you're a pilot, you only fly. Like, if you stay in as long as I mean, how long would he have been in the military now, Maverick? He'd have been in for like 40 years at this
point.
Well,
they actually make a point of it. I saw the trailer about how he's still just a captain.
Oh, so he got like okay. So he's like he's like the firebrand. Yeah. That can't promote.
Yeah,
put a rein on Maverick.
Basically,
so he's literally Captain Kirk.
You know what they'd actually do? They'd actually
Kirk
just
makes admiral eventually.
Yeah, he's like you've been in for this many years, and yet you're still a captain.
You've been breaking all the rules for a decade and a half, Maverick.
Yeah,
you're not gonna fly under my roof.
Sounds like a recycled dirty
because
Harry
if he,
God.
Because if he had been in the military that long as a pilot, he would have been. What would he be now?
Oh, he'd be like some kind of admiral, probably.
He'd be the president.
He'd be, you know what he'd be? You know what he'd be? He'd be a bureaucrat at the Pentagon in charge of, like, MAR-4, like, NAVPAC, which is, like, the Navy Pacific Fleet. He'd be, the guy wouldn't be flying. He'd be flying a desk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous. After a certain point.
That sounds like amazing CGI right there.
Oh, man, on today's episode of Maverick.
The entire
Tom
movie.
Cruise,
is just a green screen background of him at a desk. And it's like, now we're flying over the White House. What?
Yeah. Tom, 64-year-old Admiral Cruz begs to fly a plane one last time before he retires. Like, come on, man. Guy flying operational.
You're still a captain.
So stupid.
So that's the
so
premise.
Stupid.
Like he's still so badass. He still is a fighter pilot.
Okay. It's like if and this I think any military person that listens to this will get this, and I think this will illustrate for non-military people too. If you were in the infantry and not a pilot, would you believe that he'd still be like running around with a knife in his teeth, like pulling triggers? Absolutely not. So the same thing is true of aircraft.
Someone hasn't seen the new Rambo.
After 35 years. There's no way. He's just not going to be flying operational missions. It's just not how it works. They're like, you have to completely suspend, not just disbelief, but you have to suspend like all reality.
No, after 40, you need readers, for God's sake.
Unbelievable.
Is it because he's just too old to fly? Would
yeah,
that be
it's just, yeah, I think it's
that's
it's
actually
you're
the original
probably
subtitle.
Old. Probably, some of that probably.
Too old to fly. Yeah,
exactly.
It's just, it's you get, you like, as you move up in responsibility. So, like, when you're young in the military and you're flying, it's because you don't have anything else to do.
And your heart was an open book.
And you don't have anything to lose, too.
And yeah, and you're just a, you know, you're just a rogue fighter pilot that just with nothing to lose and everything to prove. That's what they give you, like, your 80s montage when you get in the, when you go into the military. Uh-huh. They're like, all right.
You're but just all 80s porn, like Ginger Lynn.
Like, I was a communications officer, so they'd have, like, a montage of me, like, sitting behind a computer and being, like, satellite
eating trash
uplink.
Steak.
Satellite downlink. And the phones are down.
Someone threw out this perfectly good muffin.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I swear to God, if he goes, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to see Maverick. If he goes upside down and flicks somebody off, uh-huh. I'm going to burn that theater to the ground.
That's literally in the opening credits.
Oh my God. Was that in the trailer?
Just
I didn't
don't
watch
even
the
watch the trailer then.
Is he doing the trailer?
He does. He goes double guns. And then,
you're kidding. You're not serious.
There and there's, and I swear yeah, to same. God that there is like another volleyball scene in it.
There cannot.
Yeah.
If it's not a
I'm just, I there still, is. I watched The Office one time with Joe, and there's that scene of Michael eating the tiramisu out of the trash, and Joe was like, I don't know, what's the joke? Like,
yeah, why is that
sense.
Funny?
Did you,
yeah.
you guys not do that? I would totally do that.
Why? What's
is
funny
Maverick,
about this?
What are you saying? Maverick is the tiramisu in the trash? Is it like a diamond in the rough?
Nah.
It's going to be good?
I had to call back to a joke I needed to make 4 minutes ago. Momentum what? Momentum cares.
Garbage.
Yeah.
No. Look, if I'm in that theater and I hear, dun, 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 I'm punching whoever, who's ever in front of me is getting punched in the back of the head.
Kevin
what
Brennan.
What if it's a cat
right
that comes in?
Oh, it's a cat.
Yeah,
that's true.
It starts touching you.
Then I'm down, you know. We just see what happens.
Oh, you're not going to flip out because you weren't forewarned because
Furbies.
The cat?
Well, no, I just don't touch me in the movie.
Kevin Brennan really,
you don't have to be a cat.
His
just
whole
don't,
shtick is
don't
being
sneak
mean.
Up on me, man.
He was know? Like, are they going to have Kelly McGillis back to play his mom?
Was that her name?
Kelly McGillis was the actress who played the teacher. I don't remember the name. Like, I watched a chunk of Top Gun recently, and like,
she
not
went to Juilliard. Just throwing that.
Okay,
out there.
Okay.
Wait, in real life or in the movie? Oh, nice.
I not to be a dick, but like, not the greatest of beauties. Like, even in the day. Does not
from
shock
Top
me
Gun?
That
are
she,
you an idiot?
I thought she was gorgeous.
You in would, Top Gun?
Yeah.
You would eat a plate of your own shit to just smell her for 10 seconds.
She was beautiful.
You crazy?
In Top Gun?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
In Top Gun?
Yes.
No, I'm not crazy. She's not particularly fetching in Top Gun.
Well, you
Gun.
Can't have like Pamela Anderson or like, you can't have some like, you know, you can't be like, you can't make it obvious. You have like a bimbo.
She looks like someone who won a contest at an Iowa fair. To be a real Hollywood movie star. Like, she just has a weird...
Whoa.
Weird, like, Eastern bloc, but not sexy Eastern bloc. Like the whole Trump's wife, you know, prostitute ring, let's call it what it is.
You
like, them
just,
before the surgery.
She's gorgeous.
Let me take crazy? A look. I would drink her bath water.
That is
dude.
A
are
great
you out of your mind?
Photo. Like, the U.S. I love villain scene.
She's gorgeous.
No, wait for
total
her to smile.
That's a smoke show.
I'll die on this hill. I'll die on this damn hill.
You have lost
You
it.
Watch that movie. She looks weird in more shots than she looks. You're finding some sexy stills.
Do you want to see her now?
Yeah, exactly.
Is she in it?
Look at her now. Everyone look up Kelly McGillis Ooh, now. Oh, my
boy.
God. It's even worse than I remember.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
She's old.
She's too ugly to be a golden girl.
You are
okay.
just, you are
you
just
are
a
mean.
Bad person.
You
I'm always mean.
All right, that's a
this
better one.
Nice
that's,
me.
I saw her in Hedda Gabler
yeah,
at the
she's
Shakespeare Theater, and she bared her bazooms.
Nice. I'm down.
Oh, like Meredith Baxter Burney, like Alex Peyton's mom did?
Yeah. I saw. Oh, no, that's who I saw in Hedda Gabler.
Oh, God, did you?
It was Judith Light, and she took out her bazooms.
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
Oh, no,
Meredith Baxter Burney.
Yes.
Meredith Baxter Burney's entire shtick was like at 45, she was pulling out her ginormous, gorgeously large areola cans for like some made-for-TV breast cancer movie. Look and it was up. Like mid-90s.
You're like, I'm going to look it up.
And yeah, because it was about breast cancer, she just pulled out her like matronly knockers.
No, I saw Judith Light in Hedda Gabler at the Shakespeare Theater, and she pulled out her bosoms.
What is
Judith Light?
No, it was Kelly McGill. I'm mixing up what I... This was... I was in high school, so it was a very long time
in
ago.
In what?
In Hedda Gabler.
The woman that did Nanette?
What?
What?
No, it was Kelly McGill.
Hedda Gabler?
Hedda Gabler. It's a play.
Hedda Gabler.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah. I've heard of
Hedda Gabler.
Hedda Gabler.
Yeah.
I've never
seen it.
It's a play. H-E-D-D-A.
Okay.
Gabler.
Space.
G-A-B-R.
Hedda Gabler.
Yeah.
And that's not like a weird dictionary thing?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like an angry dragon or a strawberry shortcake?
What's an angry dragon?
You don't know about that?
No. What is that?
What is it? You jizz in someone's mouth and then punch them somewhere so the jizz comes out their nose? I can only surmise. Right, Joseph?
No, it's
well,
in...
That's, I mean...
It's an Ibsen play.
Ibsen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to look that up. I'm sorry theater history teacher.
No, oh, but you failed him.
No, I didn't. I got
how will you be killing yourself on camera to a tone?
Oh my God in heaven.
Are we doing a snuff film?
Yeah. Do you believe in honor like the orangutan from Japan or no?
Like the orangutan?
Yeah, orangutan. Sorry, I forgot a letter. I'm sorry!
There's one. Good luck spelling that one off the top of your head.
What?
Orangutan.
O-R-A-N-G-U-T-A-N-G or no? Orangutan?
I think it ends with an N.
Is it orangutan and you're giving me crap?
It's tan. Yeah, it's orangutan.
Sons of bitches!
And there's like a U in there somewhere.
Sons of bitches!
It's like orange.
I'm never going to spell it correctly again. Now I'm in front of like actual people I want to impress. I'll be like, so the orangutan, and they'll be like, what did you say, peasant?
You didn't want to impress us?
No.
You don't care about impressing me?
I know I'm already
I
like,
need to be impressed.
You're both just
I need to be wowed.
I do too.
Yeah, I need to be. This
I'm
is
already wowed
like,
by you.
Well, what can I say?
Yeah.
I'm a wowing kind of guy.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks very much. Thank you for your gratitude. I'll start saying that. Thank you for your unending
the way
service
you
of...
ordered that pizza and then just ate it box and all and called it a cardboard stromboli. That was amazing.
Do you order food and then just put it in the trash?
It's the most comforting way to eat.
And he has to order it fresh, put it in the trash, and then take it out.
That's
and
his
eat
fetish.
It.
He's a forager.
Cleanest kitchen.
He's got a
clean kitchen on planet Earth. Yeah, there is a thing called urban orangutan, by the way. O-R-A-N-G-U-T-A-N.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Orang.
But you still pronounce it orangutan.
I'm sorry. Am I the Chris Kyle of spelling over here? Don't give me anything else. Let me go out one for one. Just.
I still feel like you got it wrong, but we can call you the whatever name
she
you just
said. She snuck in a G.
I said, no, it ends with an N.
She said
yeah,
ends with
after
an N.
You went orangutan to me. Implied...
But the way you said it was silly.
Yeah.
It's orangutan.
And wrong.
Also. Orangutan.
It's not yeah. Orangutan.
Orangutan.
I'm going to call you John Papa George Yui.
That's fine.
It's and I'm like... Eva Crixiuan.
Yeah. Orangutan.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm oh my. This is George Takei. Orangutan.
Oh my. The orangutan.
Like, he's just so silly. I love that guy, but
yeah,
like, you only.
Is he still alive?
He is, yeah. He is. You can only picture him saying that as he's penetrated, right? Oh my. Like, if he sees a huge, juicy one right in front of him, oh my.
Wasn't
like,
that a. That didn't Family Guy do that?
Oh, really?
Isn't he a staple? Isn't he like a regular staple on Family Guy? And it's always like, oh my. And it's always like some
gay, some gay thing. I have not seen Family Guy in like 15 years. So I guess great minds, right? Where's my sitcom, Fox?
Your sitcom. What would the John Papa Giorgio sitcom look like? I'll tell you right now.
I'm going to dive into that world. And if he gets one, I'm going cling to that.
So you'd be Elaine, obviously, right? I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd be Costanza.
You think?
Pretty much.
You
the
think?
Guy is
no,
me.
You'd be the tall, thin, wildly haired one.
No, yeah, good point, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm the body of Costanza, but like the mind of Kramer.
The mind of a new yeah. man.
I watched or the mind Seinfeld of for George Costanza.
Oh, he was...
Like, to me, he was the funniest one on the
oh,
show.
Oh, my.
I feel... I look like George in the episode where he has the toupee, but I have the heart... I have the heart of Bob Sacamano.
I see them staring because they like what
Wait,
they see.
Wait, which one's Bob Sacamana?
Just a fucking...
He's this guy you never meet.
Like, yeah, he's a friend that Kramer references. Like,
Bob yeah, my friend Bob Sacamano.
Oh, okay.
He sells...
I remember the guy that films all the movies illegally. And then Jerry
Del
Time,
looks
like a savant at it. Yeah. So he makes him keep doing it.
That guy looks like a trash Glenn Danzig with a haircut.
I had a roommate, Alex Hagelis, that used to say my dad looked like Glenn Danzig.
Oh my god!
Can you see it? Oh, baby!
Just opening the door, mother, and getting pumped full of lead by the SWAT team.
Oh, baby!
Oh, baby, mother!
Pam.
Glenn Danzig.
Oh, oh Pammer!
Classic.
He calls her pal.
I've seen
pal. They call each other pal.
Pal. I like pal.
They've been married 41 years.
That's amazing. What's it like having a dad that didn't die?
Papa George. Well, you have to explain that one now.
Oh, because his dad's dead.
Well, just on Papa George's dad passed away.
Yeah.
That's why that's funny.
Back in 01.
He was a great dad.
Another reason he's not getting grandkids.
He was a great guy.
Yeah.
He loved me.
Oh, he really did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where was this? Was this in the mean streets of Fairfax or where?
Yeah.
Or was this like downtown? Yeah,
he was gunned down.
He got gunned down.
Downtown Athens or where was this?
Yeah.
It was like the island of Crete. Is that where you hail from?
Yeah, this cut purse came for him. Actually, I was walking out of this movie.
On the island of Crete?
Yeah, in Crime Alleyus. And then someone snatched my mom's pearls and my dad fought him and was shot. And then I became a masked vigilante.
Nice.
With
nice.
All your millions and billions
exactly.
of dollars.
Yeah.
And my manservant.
Named Alfred.
Named Alfred. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yeah. I think, are you a Batman fan? Is that why are you a big fan of Batman?
I mean, well enough. Like, anytime anyone
Batman's
asks.
My favorite.
Yeah, I really liked, if you remember the animated series.
Yeah.
That was big
when
we were
I
like
loved
12-ish.
It was like very noir, not noir, what do you call that?
Yeah. I would say noir.
Art Deco? Like,
no.
No, I would say noir.
Noir, is that the way you would say it? Yeah. Can a cartoon be noir?
And Mark Hamill was the Joker.
Joker, yeah. That was, I don't
Mark
know
Hamill
if that was
did
like
the voice of the Joker.
Did he really?
Voice
mm-hmm.
acting? Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
There's some good voice actors in
that show was awesome.
It was amazing.
It was a fucking phenomenal. Do you remember the one, there was the episode where they have the stuff. It was like this clay that could make you beautiful.
Maybe my favorite.
Yes, that
clay
episode
face.
Was so good.
Yeah,
I've never, to this day, I've never forgotten like the message
oh
of
God.
That episode. Was like,
I think it was called Mask of Clay.
I think it was, yeah. Something like that. I don't remember what it was called. Something like that, yeah.
Or Face of Clay.
But
it's
like
the
a
two.
Beautiful, I mean, if you
I'm
really
go
pay
home
attention
and watch
to that.
That.
Yeah, dude, if you pay attention
oh,
to the message.
Oh, there's one where he goes to like this Isle of Dr. Moreau. Type place and like it ends with him standing on a cliff while like a poem about big cats is being read.
Oh.
It was
that one was like a rogue computer or something, wasn't it? That there was like a
no,
AI
he was
on
a mad scientist. I could be wrong.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
And then there was one where he tends to the woman who like did his foster care right after, and it ends with like some people say there were, you know, good people in Crime Alley. Some people say there still are. Something like that.
Yeah.
And it cuts to, like, just the chalk outline of his parents with a rose next to it.
Oh
my nipples are hard.
Remember.
For realsies.
My something is hard.
Are you on the okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's
yeah.
what we call heightening.
That's what we call
That's
heightening.
What we call
That's
heightening.
Taking it up a notch. Yeah. Taking it up a notch.
Heightening?
Wow. Heightening.
Heightening.
Learning so much. J.O. buddies.
J.O. buddies. Well, that's not. I want to make
that's
sure
an improv
we're all
term too.
Yeah, the J.O. buddies was all. Yeah, that's an improv term also.
Okay.
Yeah. You J.O. We're, with your friend on stage.
Well,
and then you go, and that's our show.
I feel like the more. and scene.
Yeah.
I'm not done yet.
Exactly.
Yes, and.
Yes, again.
Exactly. Someone runs across the scene to do a wipe, and you're like, did I come yet?
Yeah.
Who taught you?
You're just punching Ooh. Yourself.
I was taught to jack off by Stella Adler. Who taught you?
Let me ask you this. Okay, now this question I'm going to ask both you guys. All right, now this is a little bit of an embarrassing question.
Okay.
All right. If you had to, if I said.
Yes. Okay, go on.
If I said, I'll give you $1 million.
Yeah, okay.
To, in a stadium full of people, uh-huh. in front of a stadium full of people, broadcast on live TV around uh-huh. the world, you have to masturbate.
I mean, can I lose 50 pounds first?
To completion.
Yeah.
In front of all those people, and I'll give you $1 million.
No.
I don't know. I don't think I could do it, man. I got to be honest with you.
Not for a million. I'd do more than that.
I mean, I would. It's not the money.
I'd probably
do it for 20 bucks.
A million ain't what it used to be. It's 500,000 after taxes.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, we live in a really expensive area.
Yeah.
And what stadium are we talking about? Are we talking
like FedEx the Field.
Biggest, like the just the most number
Shea.
Of like,
you're
are we talking
you're gonna
Shea?
Play Shea like the Beatles did.
Are we am I playing Shea or am I at Yankee Stadium? I mean, there's factors.
A football stadium is like 100,000 people.
Right, so we're at FedEx.
So
FedEx,
MSG, yeah. Bad sight lines, so not everyone is even yeah. gonna see you masturbating.
Do I have time to get more toned?
They're gonna no. Actually, I'm sorry. They're going to put you on one of those rotating circles, like a car at a dealership.
Yeah.
So everyone does see you.
You know, that's a good point. It would be a lot harder. Like if I could have clothes on and doing that, that
oh.
would definitely
oh,
be
God.
Different.
With clothes, like, on. Just,
you know like what I'm a saying? T-shirt.
It's like different if you're like you just have to be naked in front of all these people, just yeah. pounding away and be like, oh, nobody.
No,
wants to
I'm
see
talking
that.
Jaybird, or you've it's got gross. Like socks on, like a black dude in a porno.
So you're not. Like, yeah, why do they always?
I don't know.
You got to be exposed.
I didn't even think
it's
about
like
that until you.
We
just
know
said
the bottoms
it.
Of your feet are lighter. It doesn't, you know,
it doesn't
on.
Turn me off.
Yeah, it's part and parcel.
It's like a neutral. Yeah.
Okay, so no t-shirt or t-shirt.
I don't. That's the thing. I think it's hard. Like the
he was
more
like, do
vulnerable
I have to do crunches?
You are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I? Can I? Can I hit the tanning beds a little bit first?
Yeah.
But no, it's one of those things. Like I think that
no, I wouldn't. Do
no
it.
Way. Yeah, I don't think I'm.
I wouldn't because like I've gained so much weight that thing has like just gone down and down. Like when I was young and I was on dextrin, I was like 140. Like I was just all.
You were so thin.
I was all cock. Like yeah, it was. Just
I was all cock.
Yeah.
The fuck out. Old tripod Johnny.
Yeah, it was just ribs and cock.
There
man.
Goes Johnny, kids running down the street with his giant penis.
Yeah.
He's just all dick, that guy.
No,
now,
I wouldn't do it, one, for moral reasons.
Like, of
I just,
course, yeah.
I just absolutely would not do that yeah. to myself. I yeah. know we're trying to be funny, but it's honestly, I just would never do that.
Yeah.
No, and
I
wouldn't.
Two, it just
not
depends
a,
on the money.
And two, that's not enough money.
No, that's the thing. It's because it's so, it's just so
5 million.
Humiliating and exposing. Like, it shouldn't be humiliating. You should be able to just, like, I do a joke about, like, why can't we just talk? Why can't you talk about like what
yeah,
you like? What you like to whack off to?
Yeah.
Why is it like you can talk
why
about what kind
that?
Of food you like?
Yeah.
You can talk about what kind of music you like. Can't be like.
So when I label this segment, it's just going to be Joe colon, you know, quotation mark. Why can't I masturbate in a stadium? Question mark. Quotation mark.
Dear diary, I'm feeling pretty today.
Are you there, God?
It's me, Joey.
It's me. Inmate 46128.
I have a weird. That I tell you what. That'd be a hell of a. That'd be a hell of a. One of those Make a Wish Foundation, like you know, dealing with. Like
you've
I
already
wanna,
got the haircut.
I just want to smash one in front of a stadium full of people. Can you line that up? They're like, well.
Well,
you know,
we gotta make saying, it happen.
I you were saying your Make a Wish was to smash one in front of Make a Wish kid.
Oh God! Jesus. What's wrong with you? God, you are just the worst.
Jesus,
you are
John.
Just. Get a hold of yourself, man.
Oh, my God.
What is your deal? This is a family show. My God,
look
you live with
him.
Your mother. You live with your mother.
Your roommate.
Just.
Maria.
Mr. Epstein, this is the fifth time you've had cancer.
Is there going to be a topic? What is that? Did that guy really... Was he really just molesting kids?
Pretty much.
Like, on the order of, like, dozens
the a Illuminati,
year
yes.
For, like, years? Mm-hmm. And now, all of a sudden, what did he do? He pissed off Trump or he pissed off somebody?
He ran a red
like,
light.
They're like, hey, yeah, but that guy's been, like, raping kids.
I know. Isn't
how?
It, it's the same thing as Bill Cosby, where it's, like, for years, Hannibal Buress was making it known, like, this dude just drugged and raped women. And then just... The hashtag takes off on Twitter one weekend. That's how fickle justice is.
Yeah, that's
what
and I
we're
mean.
We're going to walk away from this and be like, justice was served. And it's like, was it? Was it? I think about 50 women wish they could be unraped, but sure, we got them.
Well, but
mission accomplished.
So it's
banner.
Better to get, I mean, it's better that they pay at some point. I'm all for that.
Absolutely.
But yeah. It's like, dude, what the, all the people that either were too stupid to see or too... To paid off to see, all those people should be run up. I don't understand why
yeah.
nobody's talking
oh, yeah.
about those people. You know what I mean?
I
like,
don't know.
People enable these kind of monsters. And I just like, this guy, I was reading about what this guy was doing. Like, oh my God. He was like having kids shipped in on a regular basis.
So you mean like the people that enabled him and like helped him do
yeah.
this?
Or
yeah.
The people that like,
no one's calling them out.
Nobody figured that out. Like for that long, that yeah. guy was, it's crazy to me.
That guy's. Piece of ass.
There's no way. There's Jesus. No way people weren't paid.
And
off
I like
to keep
how people keep referring. I like how people keep referring to the girls as underage women.
Oh yeah,
children.
They're children. Yeah, underage.
They're
women.
Children. They're not underage women.
That is. So
I like.
Underage
I forgot what
women.
I was reading.
Like,
refer to them as just young foxes. I like that. Makes it less creepy.
Yeah.
That's underage women. That's like referring to a ball of dough as an uncooked pizza.
Yeah.
Like, what? No, it's a what?
It's a pizza the minute you put your hands in the dough.
That's actually a pretty terrible analogy, actually. Like, it's pretty, that's not really what I wanted to do with that. I was hoping that would sound more clever when it came out of my mouth, but definitely. Really? Little girls being called underage women is like an uncooked ball of dough? Is that, you're just going to stand on that one? You're going to put some tomato sauce and cheese and... It's so stupid.
And then put it in the trash and then eat it.
Yeah, put it in the trash. Right, then eat it out of the trash. Like the garbage person that you are, Gagliardi. Joey Gags. Joey Gags. Ridiculous.
I'm so smart. Here's my Dago Dough analogy.
Look at this. Look at this analogy. Oh, yeah, what do you want, souvlaki? What do you want? Baklava?
Oh, yeah, the girls like baklava. That hasn't been, you haven't put the honey on yet.
Here's a mozzarella metaphor.
It's like the cheese. It's the cheese. You haven't lit it on fire yet. The cheese is on fire.
You are dying over there, Papa.
Just losing it. Just losing it. That's the hardest you've ever laughed. 600 episodes of this podcast.
It's because he's Italian.
Okay.
Trash. Dirty, dirty Mediterranean blood.
Oh, boy.
It's all right.
Both of yous.
Both of yous.
Yeah.
Not me.
We're the same
eating
thing.
Out of the trash. No, what are you?
Lithuanian and Irish.
Oh, that's cool. So you're probably like, you're good at basketball and can probably drink a lot. Yeah. You know?
Oh, man.
That Irish blood is, I'm telling you.
I can definitely drink a lot. I don't anymore.
Good. Yeah, it's good. It runs in the family. It's not bad for you.
Do you ever think like Coors just tried a breeding program to marry Native Americans to the Irish?
God.
You are sick. You're sick.
What is the implication? Oh, is the implication there that
Native Americans
drink a lot?
Oh, no. They have a very, Native Americans have a very, very, they are susceptible to alcoholism.
Oh,
to what she said. She
said the nice way. They have a problem with drinking.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That's not
no,
good.
It's but for whatever reason, genetically, just being on the reservation, just being enclosed, they have a very, very, very susceptible to addiction.
It's addiction.
Yeah, yeah, like when the colonists came over, we pretty much were like, "Here's your smallpox blanket, and here's your earthenware jug with three X's on it."
Yeah,
here's your whiskey.
They destroyed an entire continent of people.
Basically, like gave them alcohol, and it's yeah.
Oh man,
yeah,
that stuff is the worst. It really is. How is that legal? I mean, honestly,
the most dangerous thing on earth. I've said this a million
ridiculous.
Times.
Ridiculous.
Alcohol is a beast.
Unwanted pregnancies. Drunk driving accidents.
Lives just ruined in any number of ways.
Fights you gotten into.
Yeah.
I still, to this day, I'll never get over watching a dude just like black out and then piss his pants at a party.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, just, it's the worst. Man.
I mean, I could
and
go
he had
on
had
for
one
hours,
shandy. He had one shandy. Alcohol ends lives.
You and me both.
Yeah.
It's just terrible, man. I don't understand. But, you know, you can go down to any, you go down to any store and buy it legally, but, you know.
It's a
that
beast.
And cigarettes. I don't understand.
Did you know? I've told this to John a million times, so I'm sure he's tired of hearing it.
Sure.
That the only withdrawal you can die from is from a benzo or from alcohol.
I actually killed your mic. I was that tired of hearing it.
What?
I killed your mic. I was that tired of hearing
you
it.
You can't die from like a opiate withdrawal. You feel like you want to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
But from an alcohol withdrawal, you have a grand mal seizure and you can die from
you can,
that.
Yeah. Well, I heard, my dad's a retired physician specializing in that sort of stuff, and I remember. The way he put it was, which was very dangerous because you can die at any moment, whereas with opiate withdrawal, nobody dies. You just feel like you're going to.
Yeah.
And that's the
you feel like you have the worst flu of your
life. It's like the most horrible experience, but you're not. Nobody dies from it.
No.
But alcoholism, that withdrawal, it doesn't even necessarily have to be hurting that bad. And you can just all of it, like you said, you have a seizure
all
or something.
All of a sudden die.
Yeah, just dead. It's terrible.
Crazy.
It's crazy stuff, man. It really is. It's a shame. My mother, well, she would have been my mother-in-law. I never got to meet her. She died of alcoholism in her, I think, her early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what the Jews want you to believe. sorry, I'm busy texting. I just
conspiracy.
Came back. Middle
yeah, hey,
of the conversation
nice of you to join us.
That.
Papa Giorgio was just tweeting for 6 hours.
Hi, I'm John, and I
no,
like
some,
to drink.
One of my longtime customers is apparently locked out.
Oh, nice. You're multitasking.
I can be there in an hour. Yeah.
You're multitasking.
No, you have to go to physical therapy, darling.
That's at 4. It's 2 right now. I
can't
go to
4, Reba.
That's 4.
You shut up.
Blow it out your pie hole. Well, I think we can go out on the depressing booze talk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took a dark turn at the end there.
I like that.
That's not dark. We're talking about recovery.
No, recovery is a beautiful thing. You got to talk about recovery because that's it can be done, people.
Exactly. Eve is living proof. I'm very proud of her.
Thank you.
It's all recovered.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
And if she ever does fall, I'll just be so much judgier this time.
Oh, thanks.
I'll just be like, you stupid bitch. You had it figured out finally.
How could you do that?
Why'd you do that?
And all for a White Claw hard seltzer.
Everybody, Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. That's why the show is a weird, creepy name. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher and all the droid apps. There's like 18 droid apps, I think, for podcasts. But youtube.com/Papa's Basement. If you want me on social media, it's at Papa's Basement on Insta and on Twitter and all kinds of crap. And find our Patreon, because who doesn't want to like say, oh, there's this free thing and I get it for free, but I also just want to give them money, because why not? But do that. Look up Patreon Papa's Basement and then just give me money every month. I want it. I don't need it. I just want it. But I could pay these two with it. I could buy them vending machine snacks.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm down.
Guys, plug your... Eva, what's your social media? Eva Crickshin.
Eva Crickshin, Facebook. What's my Insta? I don't even remember.
Your Orchard Avenue Eve or something?
No, Orchard Eva.
Orchard Eva.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I will get back on Insta. I'm not good at it.
Nobody is. Nobody
is. Eva Crickshin, Facebook.
Well, thanks to my lovely wife, Priscilla, we redid all my socials, so I now have a social media presence of source.
Oh, thank you. So that was Priscilla. I had to step in.
Yeah, she literally had to step in and project manage that shit. But I'm the Mighty Joey G. Look me up. I'm Mighty Joey G on Twitter. Yeah, Mighty Joey G on Insta. My name is actually Joe Gagliardi on Facebook, whereas previously it was Natale Joseph III. So those of you that are getting friend requests from Joe Gagliardi and telling me that I'm hacked and that you're so proud of yourself for deleting it, please don't. It's legit. I got like 6 messages yesterday. People were like, oh, I deleted that fake comedy account that you just started. But yeah, thanks, man. Papa, we love you, buddy. Thanks for having
us. Love you.
Good time. Papa's Basement.
Go on!
Get on, you bitch!
We're out of here.
School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.